Our state of mind is influenced by a combination of core values and external factors, shaping our thoughts and behavior at any given moment. This LifePoint coaching session is focused on tools and material to evaluate the fitness and alignment of your present mindset. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As he thinketh in his heart, so he is." Join the apostle now for this exercise in mind fitness, the state of mind.
Our state of mind is influenced by a combination of core values and external factors, shaping our thoughts and behavior at any given moment. How does a man think? The revealing proverb says, "As he thinketh in his heart, so he is." Proverbs 23:7. The advice of Solomon in this proverb is to be cautious and discerning in regard to what is set before us. Sitting at a king's table does not make you rich and does not make you a king. The warning for men to cease from their own wisdom in verse 4 of that passage suggests that a man's wisdom can be influenced by his appetite. A hungry man who sits down at the king's table is tempted to desire the food and riches of the king. Solomon forewarns that kings will intentionally set meat at the table of hungry men, knowing what men want, but also knowing that the cost will be greater than what could ever be gained. This gesture should not be confused with concern or favor. Instead, we should ponder what is in the heart of the king. Our state of mind is influenced by a combination of core values and external factors, shaping our thoughts and behavior at any given moment. How does a man think? The revealing proverb says, "As he thinketh in his heart, so he is." Proverbs 23:7. The advice of Solomon in this proverb is to be cautious and discerning in regard to what is set before us. Sitting at a king's table does not make you rich and does not make you a king. The warning for men to cease from their own wisdom in verse 4 of that passage suggests that a man's wisdom can be influenced by his appetite. When a hungry man sits down at the king's table, his desires are vulnerable to the temptation of the king's food and riches. Solomon forewarns that kings will intentionally set meat at the table of hungry men, knowing what men want, but also knowing that the cost will be greater than what could ever be gained. This gesture should not be confused with concern or favor. Instead, we should ponder what is in the king's heart. As a man thinks, his mind works like a porter to monitor the value and volume of incoming thoughts. Every thought has a value. Thoughts that have greater value lead to valuable outcomes, while thoughts of lesser value lead to invaluable outcomes.